This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Today, it's live coverage of the boys' Class C1 state tournament from Lincoln, featuring the Minden Whippets. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Schaefer with the steal. Outlet pass to Hodson. Contact to Schaefer. Schaefer tries to take it over Carmichael. Misses. Offensive putback, though, is good for Zach Olmstead. And the lead is out to 14.
Minden returns to state as the number 6 seed, but looks to pull a few upsets this weekend in Lincoln. It's Minden Whippets state tournament action coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Scott Van Pelt Show on ESPN Radio.
Lincoln. It's time to start the 2010 Nebraska State High School Boys Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we are in the opening round of Class C1 as the Minden Whippets take on the Tigers of Falls City. Glad to have you along with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The winner of the first game here today was Shadron. Kind of a slowdown second half. They were able to beat Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. Wilbur played a real, not necessarily a stall game, but they tried to spread the floor against the taller and maybe a little bit quicker Shadron basketball team. It was 22-17 midway through the third quarter of play. And then Shadron elected to pull the ball out in the fourth quarter and hit their free throws down the stretch and won the ball game 41-32. So Shadron will play the winner of this game tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9 a.m. And if that is Minden, we'll have it for you right here on ESPN Radio. A ton of games featuring teams in the area. We'll talk about that. We'll look at the starting lineups. And we'll also catch up with Coach Shannon Lovett. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this week. And we'll hear from the coach right after this one-minute timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Continuing coverage of the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio. It will be the Minden Whippets getting our coverage underway on Thursday, and Coach Shannon Lovin joins us here to talk about their opening matchup with Fall City and, I guess, how the Whippets got there. And, Coach, I'll tell you, first off, though, you've got to be thrilled to take it over for Dave Marochik, and in your first year, you're able to keep the winning tradition going and on the way to state.
Tell you, that was one of my first goals this year, is for us not to have a drop-off. Dave did a great job with the boys. And coming in, I wanted to make sure we continued that tradition, being down there the last couple of years at state. And I know that was a big goal for the boys and for me as well.
Shannon, were there any major differences? I mean, in coaching change, sometimes there's philosophy. Sometimes there's, just how players play a little bit differently. It didn't seem like that affected this team, at least in wins and losses. Take us back through the off season and maybe the first few games and what was different.
Well, with the off season, I actually didn't get the job until August, and so we really didn't get to do much in the off season. As far as philosophy, we kept a lot of the offensive things that Dave did to help make the transition a little more smooth. I was a little more worried about that for the boys than I was for myself, as we didn't want to come in and change a lot of things with the talented team and slow us down. So we kept a lot of those things. I guess one thing I've really emphasized with the boys and has been defense, and we're trying to improve that each game and get better at that and be in the right spots. And that's maybe the only thing I think that we've really changed this year.
Shannon Lovett is joining us as they get ready for their state tournament game against Fall City. Take me through the postseason here. We got to see you play the first two games and then go out and give Shadron a close battle, and you guys got to see the big fella Lason up close and personal. Did you like the way you played in that game, considering you played the number one team in the state to 8 points?
Well, we felt pretty good about most of the game. We got a little bit deeper foul trouble than what we liked to have early on. We knew it was going to be physical, and we were going to have to play him physical, and we were hoping to be able to bang a little bit more. Offensively, we just didn't quite get some things going. That's where we struggled. They played really good defense, and that took us out of our offensive sets. I was pretty happy with our defense overall on the rest of their players. The Bargain kid's a very good player, and he only had 9 points that night. We're going to have to do a better job on Eliason, and you know, we had a lot of fun that week in practice preparing for him. That was a lot of fun, and I think the boys stepped up to the challenge. And it's a game we've been pointing to all year. A lot of people have pointed to. We couldn't overlook anybody, of course, with a very good Kearney Catholic team we had to beat first. But it was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll get another shot at them.
Shannon, you guys had put together quite a massive winning streak. I think it's 10 games going into that contest, but now you go in on the wild card. Has there been any mood switch, can you tell, on the kids?
I don't think there's any switch at all. You know, there wasn't a lot of people that were giving us a chance there to beat Shadron anyway. The boys have been on the wild card the last couple of years, and we're still playing well. We just have to tighten some things up and do things a little bit better, make sure we're rebounding, playing better defense, work a little bit harder on getting ourselves open, getting some better looks offensively. But the boys have had a great attitude. They've been working hard every day, and they're a great bunch of boys.
Tell me about Fall City. The story there was for them just getting to state, since they hadn't done it since the early 60s. But now that they're there, what kind of a team do you think you're going to be facing?
We're going to play a team that plays great defense. They put a lot of pressure on you in the half court, don't press a lot, but they're physical. I compare them probably to Holdridge as far as that game this year with us. And they have a 6'5 kid that's very athletic, very good basketball player, Scheitler kid, that scores about 20 a game, and he's going to be a tough matchup for us. But we got three post players to send at him, so hopefully we'll be okay there. There's a Lauder kid on the outside that can shoot the three and handles the ball very well. Looks like he mirrors the Bloom kid. Their game is a lot the same, the way they handle the ball, pass the ball. They have a couple other kids that can knock down threes, and so I think it's going to be a big defensive basketball game. Whoever can get their offense untracked against the defense, I think, will come out on top.
Where do you think your advantage might be in this game?
Well, I always think we have an advantage with Pete Trausch inside, because most people don't have 300-pound kids in there that can move like Pete does. So I think that's a big advantage. But also, we got four kids on the outside that can knock down a three. And so if they collapse on Pete, or if they're playing too tight to somebody, when they help and recover, if they don't get out in time, these kids can knock down the shots, especially when they're open.
And health-wise, I know there were a couple injuries there in the postseason. How are we looking for the first round of state?
We're looking very good. Max Anderson's ankle, you wouldn't have known he hurt it now. Was a little tentative on some drives and some shots, and thought maybe it shattered, and that slowed him down just a little bit. He couldn't quite drive like he wanted to, but we gave him a couple days off following that, where we had the long rest, and I think he's coming back 100%.
Shannon Lovin, the head boys basketball coach at Minden. We always kind of ask the question about the field as a whole. You've seen quite a few of these teams at state that have been in C1. Are you happy with the side of the bracket you're on? I'm guessing you'd rather get another shot at Shadron before you have to see either St. Cecilia or Central Catholic if you could make it to the finals.
Yeah, we've talked about that. I think both us and Fall City are happy with our draw. We're sitting in a pretty good spot playing each other, two pretty similar teams. And then we would love to have another shot at Shadron if we can get it. I think we can play them just as tough, if not better, and maybe we'll shoot a little bit better the next time we play them. And now that we've done it once, it's not going to be as big a deal to play them again. But we had a good time that night, and we'd really like to have another shot at them.
Well, Shannon, we appreciate you giving us the time. We look forward to a great basketball game to start our tournament off here on ESPN Radio. And best of luck. We'll see you in Lincoln.
All right. Thank you very much.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on to ESPN Radio, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation at ESPNSuperstation.com. Here's your scores from earlier this morning. In Class B, South Sioux City defeated Sydney 67-55. Here it was Shadron over Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. In D1, Freeman defeated Sandhill Stedford 54-43. And in D2, Ewing defeated Heartland Lutheran 58-43. So no upsets in the 9 o'clock games. Currently airing on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central is taking on Ralston. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner is taking on Hayes Springs. Also in this 1045 session in D1, Humphrey High is taking on Emerson Hubbard. We'll take a look at the starting lineups now, brought to you by the fine folks, as always, at Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off today, for the visiting Tigers of Falls City High School, number 5, the 5'7" senior guard, Dylan Lauder. He averages 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 21, the 5'11" senior guard, Michael Hittner. He averages 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 31 is a 6'5" senior, Trenton Scheidel. He averages 20 points per ball game. Here's the kid to watch, the 6'5" senior forward, 20 points, 10 rebounds per ball game. Number 33 is a 6-foot junior guard, Trevor Harling. He averages 4 points and 2 boards a game. And number 35 is a 6-foot senior, Alan Feek. He averages 2.5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Falls City Tigers is Don Hogue, assisted by Jason Bredemeyer, Mark Junker, Corey Huppert, and Cody Cahill. They come in ranked 3rd in the state of Nebraska with a record of 23-2. 11 of those games were against teams from outside the state of Nebraska. The only two losses coming to Plattsmouth in the fourth game of the season and Maryville's Missouri by 4. To make it to the state tournament, Falls City defeated Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner in the sub-districts along with Syracuse, and then Edge Bennington in the district final, 42-39, to make their first trip to state since 1963 when they won the Class B title, defeating Minden that year in the finals. So the first time they've been to state in 27 years. Now look at the starting lineup for the Minden Whippets. Number 3 is a 6'3" senior guard, Max Anderson, averages 9 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. Number 5 is a 5'10" sophomore guard, Carson Bloom, averaging 10.5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Number 11 is a 6'2" senior guard, Ryan Bergstrom, averages 8 points and 2.5 boards a game. Number 34 is a 6'1" sophomore guard, Derek Kissinger, averages 11 points and 4 rebounds. And number 54, the 6'4" senior center, Pete Trausch, averages 9 points and 7 rebounds a game. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Dale Bloom, Aaron Martin, and Steve Ekstrom. They're 18-4 on this season. They are here on a wild card. They defeated Southern Valley and Kearney Catholic in the sub-districts, but lost to Shadron in the district final, the number 1 team in the state. They were here again in 2009, but are looking to advance on past the first round, and we'll see if they can get that done here this morning. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, and we'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Minden and Falls City tipping off of the state tournament right after this.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
And welcome back to ESPN Radio coverage of the State High School Basketball Tournament. Glad to have you along with us as Minden and Falls City get ready to match up a rematch of the 1963 State Class B Championship And a lot of these folks do remember that. It's kind of amazing. As the ball is in the air, and Minden will win the opening tip, and we are underway here this morning at Pershing Auditorium. Minden will go from left to right, and Trash will immediately get it inside for a short jumper that will not fall for Carson Bloom. He'll get his own rebound once, twice it in. So Carson Bloom stayed with it and was able to put it home. And Minden has first blood here this morning at Pershing, 2-0. Ball belongs now to Fall City, looking for their first shot. Back again will be the big fella Scheidel. He doesn't have a shot, so they'll reverse it and get it to him again. Working on Trash, bodying up. Can't get anywhere. Then the ball's lost out of his hands. Picked up there by Hittner. Hittner will kick it into the corner for a three-pointer that's on the way and no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Hittner. And Fall City will have another opportunity here. For the Tigers, they're just trying to maybe shake some nerves out here early on. For Minden, they were here last year. They go with a backdoor lob. The pass is off the mark. They save it, and we'll have to try it again. Minden had a defense very well. Up top to Lauder. Now a three-pointer on the way and in by the big fella, Trenton Scheidel. So Scheidel hits the three-pointer, and Fall City will have their first lead of this basketball game. And then the ball stolen away in the backcourt. Here comes the frontcourt, Michael Hittner. He'll take it in, and he gets fouled by Bergstrom. So Minden with the turnover, and the foul will be on Ryan Bergstrom. And at the line to shoot a pair of free throws will be Michael Hittner. Well, most of the first half of the season, Fall City plays outside of the state of Nebraska. But as far as that goes, their last nine ball games, it looks like, have been against competition from Nebraska. A lot of folks saying, well, we don't know how good Fall City is because they don't play a lot of Nebraska teams. Well, I don't think that really matters whether you're playing teams for Kansas or Missouri. They're still winning those basketball games. As the free throw is up and in by Hittner, and that will make it 4-2 Fall City. And the second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound is run down on the wing by Derek Kissinger. So here comes Minden with their third possession. They've scored and they've turned it over. And Kissinger has it against the man-to-man for Fall City. Up top, Bergstrom lob it into Trash. Spin move, one-hand little jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Hittner. And Hittner will push the ball up the floor. You would expect Fall City to win the battle of the boards because outside of Trash, Fall City has a little bit more post play. Here's a give and go. The ball knocked out of Lauder's hands. It's going to be kicked out of bounds off of Anderson, and it will stay with Fall City. Don't forget, all of our games are also on the web at ESPNSuperStation.com. Later today, we will have Overton and Randolph here on ESPN Radio. Also, the Axtell Dundee County is on Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna Sutton on 98.9, and the Breeze 94.5. We'll break all that down for you more at halftime. Right now, Dylan Lauder tries to get it into Scheidel. It's tipped away by Anderson and Bloom. And Bloom will come up with a loose ball. First turnover here for the Tigers. 2 minutes into the game. Fall City's up 4-2 on Minden. Minden gets it to the right-hand corner to Max Anderson, who really banged his ankle up in the sub-district final. Much better here into Trouch. He's fouled on the shot. Can't get it to go. It's one thing we saw. Pete can score the points, but he's been missing a lot inside lately. And we'll see if they can cure that up in this basketball game. The foul on Trevor Harling is his first. And at the line, Pete Trouch to try and tie this ball game up. First free throw by Peter Trouch off the front of the iron, no good. Trouch heading to UNK to play football for the RMAC champions next year. Should be a great addition for the Lopers. As the second free throw for Trouch is on the way, and it is in. So Trouch gets 1-2, and it's 4-3 Fall City. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Lauder brings the ball up the floor and gives it off to Hittner. They'll reverse it on the left wing into the hands of Harling. Back up top, staying around this Minden man-to-man, trying to stay on the perimeter. Trouch and Scheidel are really bouncing off each other. Inside, the ball is off of a foot, picked up by Scheidel. Into the left-hand corner, Lauder. Dylan will drive the baseline, runs into Trouch, has to kick it out for a ball fake three by Scheidel, and he'll hand it back off to Lauder. Lauder now finds some room in the lane, and there is a pushing foul as he takes it to the hoop, and they're going to give him two free throws. The shove actually occurred before he took the shot, but they will give him the two free throws, and the foul is on Carson Bloom. His first to the team, second, and Dylan Lauder to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Again, if you're just joining us, the winners in the early games were South Sioux City, Shadron, Freeman, and Ewing. Free throw on the way by Lauder, and it is up and in. First substitutions of the ball game, Fall City will bring in Logan Faller. He is a 6'3 junior forward, and then also coming in is Jared DeShong, a 6'3 senior forward. So plenty of height on this team, balanced along the boards there, 6'3, 6'4, 6'5, as the second free throw is also up and in. So Lauder hits them both, and Paul City leads it by three, 6-3. Into the front court, Anderson lobs it down to Trausch. He's got his man one-on-one, spins to the left, into the paint. The shot short, rebound, fought for. Picked back up by Minden. The shot will not go. And coming out of there with it will be Scheidel again. After Kissinger, it looked like, couldn't get the ball out of there. Scheidel up top, swings it in the left-hand corner. They'll get it there to DeShong. Back up top to Lauder. Fall City really moving pretty well without the basketball here in the first 3.5 minutes of the game. Lauder, good crossover dribble, takes his man to the hoop and ends up with a scoop shot that's no good. And Ryan Bergstrom will crash the boards and bring down the rebound. Outlet pass for the Whippets on the left wing. Max Anderson lobs it inside. He gets it back and scores. A little give and go. Anderson took it right back, and Minden cuts it to one. Ball City wants to run into the front court. Lauder back up top. Scheidel looks at the three, decides to drive on Trausch, takes it to the hoop and scores. Trenton Scheidel pretty good off the ball fake there. Gets his fifth point, and it's 8-5 Fall City. The winner plays Shadron tomorrow, and Coach Shannon Lovin wants to take a 30-second timeout. So timeout on the floor with 4:13 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Fall City 8, Minden 5. We'll be right back.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
Odyssey Travel and Choquette Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Choquette Electric in Minden.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year and wrapping things up with a boys' state tournament. So keep it here for the very latest as we've got games for you all weekend long. Right now, it is Minden out of the 30-second timeout with the ball, trailing 8-5 midway through the quarter. They had a play set up, went for the back door, and the pass was in between Bergstrom and Kissinger, and out of bounds it went. Turnover Minden. That'll be their second of the first quarter. Ball City will walk the ball up here with Michael Hittner. And just sagging on him, backpedaling is Max Anderson. Both teams going man-to-man. And Fall City rotating it more around the perimeter like it's a zone defense than a man-to-man, trying to isolate one-on-one. Minden does sag a little bit as they get it down to Scheidel, runs into Trausch, and he's going to be called for the foul, it looks like. I thought they were going to call Scheidel for walking with a basketball. He bumped into Trausch twice and called to Pete Trausch for the foul. And that's the one thing Pete has had to put up with most of the year. He's such a big guy that if you run into him and he's playing great defense, you're going to bounce off. And here's a backdoor cut on the inbounds, and they caught him looking, and the layup is up and in for Jared DeJong, and it's now a 5-point lead for Falls City. 10-5, Tigers with the lead. Minden averages about 56.5 points, Falls City about 54. Both teams are right in that same range. Is the three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Trausch, and Trausch is going to be fouled. Looks like Pete will be headed back to the line. And the foul is going to be called on Dylan Lauder. That'll be his first, his team's second. There is a humongous crowd here from Fall City. I mean, Fall City hasn't been here since 63. Everybody that has ever lived in Fall City, I think, is at this basketball game. As Trausch will put the first free throw up and in. And I think that's a big part of what Fall City's boys have going on the floor right here. Can they keep momentum? Can they use that adrenaline? I mean, this is new territory for these Tigers. Second free throw, Trausch up and in. So he hits them both. And Pete Trausch's first 3 points of the ball game all from the line. 10-7 Fall City, 3:15 to go first quarter. And the Tigers trying to go with a fast break, turn the ball over for the second time. Minden will bring in Colby Emmel. And also checking in Christian Schwenka. First substitutions of the ball game here is Bergstrom and Trausch will check out. So Trausch is on the bench getting a breather. And for Fall City, they've also got a couple of kids on the bench, but Schleidel is still in there, their leading scorer at 20 points a game. So let's see how long Trausch will be on the bench while Schleidel is on the floor. Here is Bloom dribbling through the paint from right to left. He's going to pull up and take a 13-footer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Schwenka has it blocked. Picked back up by Christian. Christian will put it up and in. And a fast break the other way. The ball is tipped and stolen. to Fall City, turns it over. It was tipped, Swink, and knocked it over to Carson Bloom. He's going to pull up for three and hit it. And a mini run here by Minden has given the Whippets the lead. 12-10, timeout Fall City. 2:35 to go in the first quarter of play. Whippets by two. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Huggins has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our Spring Fling Sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Huggins has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Pershing Auditorium. If you're tuning in for the Doug and Daddy Show, thanks for doing that. But we've got state basketball the next couple of days here on ESPN Radio. Big Daddy is in the house, making sure that his records are intact for another year. But here watching a little C1 basketball this morning. Minden has taken the lead. They're on a 7-0 run. 12-10 Whippets. And back to the Fall City Tigers after the 30-second timeout. With the basketball at the top of the circle is Scheidel, guarded by Emil. Into the corner for the three. It's no good. Crashing the boards. The ball is loose. It's loose in the paint. It's picked up there by Trenton Scheidel. And he'll kick it out on the wing to Lauder. Against the man-to-man of Minden, Lauder has to bring it back out. He'll swing it over to Alan Feek, who's into the ball game. Left side, they'll go to Hittner. Hittner back up top. Patience here for Fall City. Very basic, working around the perimeter and try and find the cutter. It's worked a couple of times, and it works again underneath. A foul will be called this time, and really getting smacked was Alan Feek. Schwenke looked over his right shoulder, and his man was gone. He looked over his left shoulder and decided he had to get in there and commit the personal foul. And they're actually going to call it on Bloom. His second. Bloom and Schwenke were both there, and that's the second foul on Bloom. So we'll see if he's checking out. Feek's free throw, no good. Back into the ball game, Ryan Bergstrom. Carson Bloom will check out. The sophomore. He and Kissinger, sophomores. The other three starters, Anderson, Bergstrom, and Trouch, all seniors. Second free throw coming up here for Feek. One of the many seniors for Fall City in a lineup and a roster that is just full of seniors. The free throw, no good. He missed them both. Kobe Emil will have the rebound here for Minden. And coming up the floor, the ball takes a crazy hop there on Kissinger, but he's able to keep his hand on top of it and no carry. Into the corner, Bergstrom down low. Emil got free and then dribbled it off his knee and out of bounds. Third turnover for each team here in the first quarter. 1:38 to go in the first. Minden 12, Fall City 10. C1 State Boys Tournament here on ESPN Radio. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fall City ball at the top of the circle with Scheidel. They'll swing it left side. Now trying to dump it inside. Scheidel's there. Trenton gets it. Partially blocked inside on the double pump by Schwenke. Got it back. Blocked again this time by Emil. He's got it one more time. And the whistle of foul called. The Minden fans say, are you kidding me? They didn't like that one. But more free throws coming up for the Tigers. No, they're going to say it wasn't a shot. The referee says no, and Ryan Bergstrom is going to be called for the foul. So Bloom and Bergstrom each have two. Minden has five fouls here in the first quarter. And now checking in, Dakota Christensen. Minute 17 to go in the quarter. Fall City ball underneath their own hoop. Feek looks in the paint, nothing there. Has to throw it all the way out to midcourt to his outlet, Dylan Lauder. Lauder dribbles to the right side here, guarded by Derek Kissinger. And they'll rotate it and spread the floor even a little bit more behind that three-point arc. Four out, one in. And right now a three at the top. The circle for Scheidel is going to be off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Derek Kissinger. Looks for the outlet. There's nobody there, so Kissinger will bring it up himself. Across the timeline, guarded by Lauder. Back between those circles to Schwenke. Reverse it left side. And a whistle away from the basketball here on an illegal pick or a shove-off on Minden. Let's see who they call it on. Kissinger, maybe. Nope, it's on Emil. Colby Emil with his first foul. Last week we mentioned there in the girls' state tournament there was one officiating crew that called more illegal screens in one game than we'd seen all year. And then right off the bat, our first one here in the boys' state tournament, we see one in the first quarter. Scheidel, the Lauder, off the pick. The three-pointer is no good. They're 1-5 from the outside. Offensive rebound, though, underneath. Picked up there by Harling. And Fall City goes to the right side and chops down a 15-footer, Michael Hittner. And we're tied at 12 with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Minden has not scored in 2 minutes. after taking that 7-0 run. Schwenke with it on the left elbow. Pulls up, hands it off there to Elma. Dribbles it off his foot. Back into the corner for three. Anderson short. No good. Rebound pulled down by Emil. Kicks it back out for another three. Anderson. This one no good. The ball's going to go into the corner. Out of bounds. And off of Minden. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. So Fall City could get off a decent shot here from the front court. Minden's going to full court pressure, though, to make it a little tougher. Throwing it in will be Alan Feek. So let's see if he goes short. Or if he tries a long pass to midcourt. And it's going to be a long pass to midcourt. Into the front court. Schleidel has a pretty good look at the 19-footer, but it's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. In the C1 Boys State Basketball Tournament, the Minden Whippets 12, the Fall City Tigers 12. And we'll be back with more action in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Excel, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at State. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Excel.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson as we are here at Pershing Auditorium in Falls City. We'll get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Tied up with Minden at 12 apiece. We'll have some other scores from around the area in just a couple of minutes to stay with us. Right now, though, the Tigers have the basketball. They are led by Trenton Schleidel with 5 points as the three-pointer is up no good. They're 1 of 6 from the outside. Offensive rebound for Dylan Lauder, and they'll kick it back out on the wing to Hittner. Hittner back up top, works it right side against the Minden man-to-man. Trausch, after a breather, is back in there for the Whippets, putting the ball on the floor. Lauder, right side of the key. Couldn't get by Anderson, so they'll kick it back out. Now back to Lauder at the high post. Back to the basket. He'll scoop it off there to Hittner. A lot of movement. Fall City pretty fluid, always moving. Lauder off the pick. Free throw line jumper. Hit it. And 4 points now for Dylan Lauder, and Fall City regains the lead at 14-12. Into the front court with it, the Minden Whippets. Will look to the right side, then coming out top to take it is Trausch. Throws it into Emil. He's inside his man. Spins off glass and scores. Kobe Emil with his first bucket, and we're tied again at 14. Carson Bloom has 5 to lead the way for Minden. Each team had 3 turnovers in the first quarter. Minden out-rebounded Fall City 10-5. Here's another 3 Lauder, and it's up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Dylan Lauder, and Fall City equals their largest lead of this quarter, 17-14. They were up 10-5. Minden went on a 7-0 run to take a 12-10 lead, and the teams have exchanged buckets ever since. Right now, the ball knocked out of bounds here at midcourt, and it'll stay with Minden. Mike Hittner knocking it out of the hands of Dakota Christensen. Christensen, Trausch, Emil, Derek Kissinger, and Carson Bloom. Max Anderson, the 5 on the floor. Inbounds pass down to Trausch. Boy, he is double-teamed, and down to the floor he goes, and he'll have 2 more free throws. Pete's 3 of 4 already here in the ball game from the line, and the foul will be called on Trenton Scheidel. It'll be his first and the team's 3rd. All 3 fouls on Fall City have been called on Pete Trausch's shots. And the free throw by Pete is on the way, and it skips out this time, no good. Remember, Carson Bloom and Ryan Bergstrom each have 2 fouls, so they sat down a little longer, and now Bloom comes in, and so does Christian Schwenke. Ralston leading Adams Central 24-11. Make it 29-14 now in the second quarter. Second free throw up and in by Pete Trausch. That game currently on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And Hayes Springs has taken a 24-16 lead in their game on the breeze with Giltner as they are in the second quarter. Right now, it is Fall City coming to the baseline. The ball knocked out of the hands of Alan Peek. He'll stay with Fall City. Fall City 17, Minden 15, 6:17 to go here in quarter number 2. at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first half stats, complete recap of what's happened and what will happen here at the state tournament. Don't forget the Hastings men playing tonight for the NAIA tournament opening round. And here's a three-pointer, Alan Feek in the right-hand corner. Back-to-back threes here for Falls City, and they're up by five. And a hand-check foul as Minden brings the ball up the floor. It's going to be called on Michael Hittner, his first, team's fourth. Six fouls have been called on Minden, four on Falls City. Minden ball on the wing. Get it into the corner to Bloom, nothing there. Up top, they'll go to Schwenke. Over to the right-hand side, Anderson's going to spot up for a three that's way off the mark. Trouse trying to run it down, can't. Anderson, I think, thought a little too long before he fired that one up, and it was more of a set shot three, and looked like a golf shot in the wind as it just kind of bailed out of there. Again, an update on a couple other scores. Giltner over Hay Springs. Let's update that. 24-18, Giltner leading Hay Springs. Also, it is 29-16, Ralston leading Adams Central, 2 minutes in the first half. 2 minutes left in the first half. Here, Falls City up by five, driving the baseline. The ball is knocked away out of the hands of Hittner, and we're going to have a loose ball, jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Minden. First turnover of the second quarter for either team. And Minden will have the ball back. Outside of that little 7-0 run in about 30 seconds, Minden has struggled offensively with just 8 total points outside of that run. Bloom tries to change it, tries left side of the key, cut off and kicks it back up top to Kissinger. Kissinger stripped away and going to the other end for an uncontested layup. Dylan Lauder puts it up and missed it. Offensive rebound, though, is pulled down by Michael Hittner as it hung on the rim a little long, and he'll pull it out. Looking at a three, it's on the way, and this one is going to be off the iron, no good for Logan Fuller, but another offensive rebound being fought for, and another jump ball, and this will be Falls City. Falling on the floor to battle for that one was Derek Kissinger and also Michael Hittner. Falls City ball underneath their own hoop. Glad you're along with us. Doug Duda here from Pershing Auditorium. Opening day action of the boys' state tournament here. We're in C1. Inbounds pass comes to the corner. They'll swing it to Lauder and reverse it right side, looking for their big score in Trenton Schleidel. Schleidel decides to put it on the floor, takes it at Trouse. Left-hand runner, no good. And up high to bring down the rebound is going to be Christian Schwenke, his second. Long outlet pass into the right-hand corner to Max Anderson. Looking for Trouse. They're grabbing his jersey. Back out Anderson. Open three, Max on the way. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Schleidel. So Falls City doing a little bit better job on the boards here in quarter number two. And they are up by five, 20-15, and the ball deflected out of bounds off Minden at the other end. Whippets just 3 points so far in the quarter. Falls City has put up 8. And Bergstrom will re-enter the ball game here for the Minden Whippets. Really a good crowd on hand, as usual, at the boys' state tournament. And hopefully the weather not detaining anybody from being able to make it down here today. Some great basketball expected over the next 3 days. Tiger basketball between the circle, and handling it is Lauder. He'll give it off there to Hittner. Hittner back over the right side to Dylan Lauder. High post they go, Schlegel. Back over the right, or Schleidel, excuse me, back on the right side. Lauder, an NBA three, is going to be barely off the front of the rim, but an offensive board for Trevor Harling. And a lot of these long threes are bounding away and getting offensive boards for Falls City. Second and third chances, and they've got it again. Up top with it is Hittner. Off the high pick, he'll give it Lauder right side. Back up top to Schleidel. And continuing to move that ball around the perimeter. I like the way Falls City's doing it. Now they attack, put it off the glass, no good. Trouse will pull down his second rebound. Little contact, no whistle. Pete's got to dribble the ball up the floor, and here he comes across the timeline. He says that's far enough and hands it off to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger off the pick, the switch, and on the pick and roll. Get it inside. There was a walk, no call. Schwenke missed the shot anyway, and the rebound brought down by Falls City's Trevor Harling. 20-15, Falls City, 3:24 to go here, first half. It's been that way for a long time. Thinking about the three is Fuller, now drives. Big collision in the lane. Trouse goes to the ground, no call. And the rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. If there was ever a charge, that was it. And now the Falls City fans are upset that they're called for a reach-in foul by Dylan Lauder. And we've got a little time on the floor to switch out. Lauder will get his second personal foul here of the basketball game, so he'll check out. Still 20-15, Falls City. And the Whippets looking to add on, cut this lead, get some offense going. Carson Bloom at midcourt takes it and calls out the play. He'll drive the middle of the key, get it down to Emil. Emil, a little pull-up jumper from five, ends up short. Rebound to Harley. One and done for Minden, and then up the floor, a bump foul. Christian Schwenke couldn't get out of the way, and that puts him in the bonus. So one and one coming up for Falls City with an opportunity to move the score. At the line, Michael Hittner. He's one of two. He has 3 points. In Class D1, they've made it through the first quarter. Humphreys up 7-4 over Emerson Hubbard. Here's the free throw. Mike Hittner on the way, and it is no good. And Emil goes up and yanks down his third rebound. Still 20-15 with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter of play on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda with you from Pershing Auditorium with a basketball crossover. Kissinger on the wing. He's going to hand it off to Anderson. They wanted the pick and roll and couldn't get it around to Emil. Back to Bergstrom. He'll give it back to Emil. One-on-one against Schleidel. Tries to force it into Anderson, and the pass goes into the hands of Logan Fuller. A Minden turnover. Good defense by the Tigers. Ball City dribbles through the double team, then tries to make a fancy pass, and they were not on the same page as Schleidel will throw it out of bounds. So Fall City gives it right back. And Schwenke will check into the ball game for Minden. 3 minutes to go in the first half of play. Giltner 25 and Hay Springs 24. Currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Back in the ball game. Here comes Minden. Minden to the left wing. Drive it in. Bloom, he takes a wild shot. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Harling, his fifth. Ball City probably should be pulling away right now. They have really stymied Minden, but they are stuck on 20. 2 minutes to go in the half. Into the baseline, and now back out to the wing. The shot no good that time by Hittner. Out of bounds. Stays with Ball City. Right in front of the Minden student section. And now they're going to overturn the call and give it to Minden. The official pointed the wrong way. So back into the ball game. Minden will have it. Still on 15. It's been about 5 minutes since Minden has scored. Bloom into the paint, trying to force the shot. He's covered. Kicks it out on the left wing to Anderson against that man-to-man that Fall City is throwing all over him. Carson Bloom dribbling, not getting anywhere. To Bergstrom, reverse it right side. Now driving in Kissinger, trying to take his man to the hoop. He's stuck. Back up top, Anderson. Into the paint again. He's going to force it, and a walk will be called. Boy, Minden would drive, get cut off, kick it out, drive, get cut off, kick it out, and they did it three or four times. Great defense for Fall City. Pete Trouch will re-enter the basketball game for the Whippets. And checking in for Fall City, Alan Feek. 1:33 to go in the first half, and the score is still 20-15, Fall City by five. The winner will get Shadron. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at the Devaney Center. Walking the ball off the floor is Hittner slowly. He'll dribble to the right side. Looks for the pick and roll. Schleidel will pop out off that. Take it now, go at the hoop on Trouch. And a foul going to be called as the shot's no good. And the personal foul going to be called on Pete Trouch. Wow. Second foul on Trouch. And two free throws coming up for Trenton Schleidel. These will be his first free throws of the game. On the way, and no good. Eric Buderas from the Hastings Trib is going to give me the official time. Let somebody actually move the scoreboard here. Second free throw, finally. Somebody hits one. Schleidel makes it 21-15. But there hasn't been a field goal in this game for about 4 minutes. Now a three-pointer up by Bloom. It's dancing around and finally goes in. That is the first field goal in 6.5 minutes here for Minden. The last points for Fall City was at the six-minute mark, so we went 5 minutes scoreless. And Carson Bloom breaks that with a three-pointer. And at the other end, the shot up and in by Fall City makes it 23-18. 40 seconds to go before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime port rolls your way. On the right wing, Bloom looking for another three. Now he'll throw it into Trouch, but stepping in front of Trouch is Alan Feek. And a Minden turnover, their seventh. 30 seconds to go, and Coach Don Hogue says, let's slow it down and play to the last shot. So Hittner comes into the front court and gives it off the floor. He'll go to DeShong, work it down to 15 seconds here. Pass the ball around. Now they put it in the hands of Trenton Schleidel, who's all the way out between the circles, to DeShong, 8 seconds. They're looking for Schleidel. Down to 5 seconds. Back up top, they check the clock, 3 seconds. Schleidel, 2 seconds. They force it long, three at the horn, and it's no good. Good defense by Minden, and they had to settle for about a 25-foot fadeaway from Alan Feek at the halftime buzzer. Class C1 State Boys Basketball Tournament opening round at the half. The Fall City Tigers, 23. And the Minden Whippets, 18. Coming up, we'll give you a full look at the first half statistics. We'll update you on other scores from around the state tournament in our 10:45 games. Give you the finals from earlier today as well. It's all coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll do that in 1 minute.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
Hi, I'm Harold Corb with Corb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
With our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda with you on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live from Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where it is halftime in our C1 Boys opening round contest, Falls City 23 and Minden 18. And one of the little pleasures I have every year, coming to the state tournament and watching the dance team stand at half court for 5 minutes, because it's the first time they've ever run the CD player at every place they go. It is one of the true mysteries in life when the same people run the same things all the time, and yet, you want us to do what? It's just kind of funny. So that's our little spiel here, kind of a Doug and Daddy moment. Of course, if they turn the speakers up, the girls could begin dancing. So here we go. Anyway, it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in the local Yellow Pages. Well, all the first four games this morning were fairly close going into the fourth quarter. And here's how things broke down. In Class B, South Sioux City defeated Sydney. They had a one-point lead going into the fourth and won it 67-55. In Class C1, Shadron defeated Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. They will play the winner of this game tomorrow. In D1, the top seed Freeman 54-43 over Sandhills Thetford. And in D2, Ewing, who led by three at the half, went on to a 58-43 win over Heartland Lutheran. Other halftime score in Class B, Ralston 35 and Adams Central 16 at the half. See if we can pick up a couple of other scores here for you. It looks like Lars Backward has 17 points in the first half, but Giltner has the lead 31-28 over Hayes Spring at the half is the latest score that we have there. Giltner leading 31-28. And they're a little bit farther behind in the Emerson-Humphrey game. That is a low-scoring affair there. 8-7 was the last we saw. Emerson-Humphrey led it by one. Here it's Falls City 23 and Minden 18. We'll be back and look at the first half stats in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Odyssey Travel and Showcat Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Showcat Electric in Minden.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where it is halftime, Fall City 23 and Minden 18. And yes, I would be remiss without saying, after stiffing us on the Doug and Daddy Show earlier this week, we would like to thank Stu Pospisil for the updates on Omaha.com on how some of the other games around the state tournament are going. So, Stu, there you go, buddy. We are at halftime here. It is Fall City 23 and Minden 18. Let's take a look at the numbers we have here in the first half. For the Whippets, Max Anderson, 2 points. Carson Bloom leads the way with 8 points and 3 rebounds. Ryan Bergstrom, 1 rebound. Kobe Emmel, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block shot. Derek Kissinger has 4 rebounds. Christian Schwenke has 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block. And Peter Trausch has 4 points and 2 rebounds. All 4 points coming from the free throw line. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, but just 5 in the second quarter of play, as Fall City did a much better job on the boards in the second quarter. Free throw shooting all from Trausch, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers from Minden, 3 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. The Whippets had 12 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. And at the half, 18 points, 15 rebounds, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 7 turnovers for Minden. Foul situation, Carson Bloom and Ryan Bergstrom, also Pete Trausch, all have 2. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Fall City right after this 1-minute timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Excel, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Excel.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium. Here's a look at the first half numbers for Fall City. Dylan Lauder, 7 points, 1 rebound. Michael Hittner, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Trenton Scheidel, the team's leading scorer at 20 points a ball game, is leading them with 8 points here in the first half. He has 3 rebounds. Trevor Harling, 5 rebounds. Alan Feek has hit a 3-pointer for his total, and Jared DeShong has 2 points. Fall City, 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second, and turnovers for Fall City Sacred Heart, 3 in the first and 2 in the second. Fall City had 12 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at half, the Tigers have 23 points, 13 rebounds, 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from 3-point land, and 5 block shots. Foul situation, Dylan Lauder has 2, nobody else with more than 1. So at the half, in this C1 state tournament opening round game, it's 3rd-ranked Fall City leading 7th-ranked Minden by a score of 23-18. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Still plenty of action from the boys' state high school basketball tournament to come your way today on our network of stations. Let's break down what's still to come. Class A will start at 2 o'clock when Grand Island plays Norfolk. Omaha Bryan plays Creighton Prep at 3:45. Millard South will take on Lincoln Southeast at 7, and Omaha Central against Lincoln High at 8:45, all at the Sports Center. In Class B, as we told you already, it was South Sioux City advancing on over Sydney, 67-55, and Adams Central is just being rolled right now, unfortunately, by Ralston, 42-16. So South Sioux City is going to play Ralston tomorrow at 2 at the Sports Center. Tonight here at Pershing, Omaha Scott takes on Creed at 7. Lincoln Pius the 10th will play Beatrice at 8:45. In C1, Shadron has already advanced on over Wilbur Claytonia, 41-32. Then up next here at 2, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Takema Herman, and you'll hear that on KHAS, 1230 AM. And Grand Island Central Catholic will take on Norfolk Catholic on 98.9 KKPR at 3:45. In Class C2 on KKPR at 2 o'clock, from Lincoln Southeast, Axtell will play Dundee County Stratton. At 3:45, Archbishop Bergen plays Hardington Cedar Catholic. Tonight at 7, Ravenna and Sutton on KKPR and The Breeze, 94.5, followed by Burwell and Johnson County at 8:45. In T1, Freeman has advanced on with a 54-43 win over Sandhills Thedford. Currently, Emerson Hubbard has an 11-point lead in the second quarter over Humphrey. At 2 o'clock, Overton will play Randolph on ESPN Radio from Lincoln Northeast. Then at 3:45, Exeter Milligan plays Humphrey St. Francis. And finally in D2, Ewing 58, Hartland Lutheran 43, and Giltner and Hayes Springs. That's a 3-point Giltner lead at the half. Later today, Hampton plays Lynch at 7 at Lincoln Northeast, Sterling and Hayes Center at 8:45. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio. It's Fall City 23, Minden 18. The second half is coming your way next.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
Ready to get the second half underway. Minden will get the basketball and move from right to left. Fall City from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. We're glad to have you along with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Doug Duda with you from Pershing. We're also on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bergstrom a three to start the half is off the mark, and the rebound is going to be run down in the corner by Michael Hittner. And Minden is going to have to start getting the rebounds like they did in the first quarter if they want to hang around in this basketball game. Neither team shot the ball very well at all in the first half. A lot of missed opportunities, and Fall City shot the ball a ton as there's a three-pointer on the outside by Schleidel. It's no good. Rebound is going to be yanked down by Carson Bloom. And up the floor he comes, tries to go coast-to-coast, throws it off the window, no good. Trausch rebound, spins outside, and he's going to be grabbed. A foul called on Fall City trying to steal it away. It's going to be called on Dylan Lauder, and the point guard has three fouls. Two of them are while trying to knock it out of Pete Trausch's hand, so he's going to have to be a little careful right now. As the ball belongs to Bloom, one-hand jumper right side, no good. Rebound is brought down inside by Fall City's Alan Feek. And up the floor come the Tigers of Fall City, leading it 23-18. Their biggest lead of the first half was a six-point cushion, and Minden is led by two on a couple of occasions as Trausch swats away the entry pass, but Fall City seems to pick up every loose ball so far. Not for lack of hustle by Minden, and there's Lauder taking it in. It has it blocked by Bloom and throws it back inbounds to Derek Kissinger. Carson Bloom did a good job of holding his ground, and Minden wants to run. Down the floor, Bergstrom. Screen from Trausch. Pull-up jumper baseline. No good. Offensive putback. No good. Schleidel got the offensive or defensive rebound off the Kissinger miss. And up the floor comes Fall City. Backs right in. The jumper blocked. Derek Kissinger got a hand on it. And now Minden decides, let's slow it down. Ball just not going in the hoop right now for the Whippets, but still they're in this game. 23-18 Fall City. Nobody scored so far here in the third quarter. 6:15 to go. Trouch, he is shoved. He'll throw up an off-balance jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Fall City again. Trenton Schleidel with his fifth. He'll bring the ball up the floor. And for a 6'5 forward, he can play inside, outside, and he's shown he can handle the ball. Both teams are staying in that man-to-man. Fall City has it to Hittner. Back up top, they'll reverse it to Lauder. Into the right-hand corner. Doesn't look like Fall City's changed anything out of the halftime break here. Work it to the left-hand corner to Lauder. Guarded by Bloom. Out top to Schleidel. It gets Trouch out of the lane. Off a couple of picks, they get it to Schleidel. Down low, Trouch cuts him off. Has to kick it back out of the wing. Good defense, Minden. Now Schleidel in the paint, top of the circle. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out of the wing. The 18-footer is up and in for Trevor Harling. First bucket of the ball game for Harling. First bucket of the second half for either team. And Fall City is now up by 7. 25-18, 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Up the floor with it is going to be Carson Bloom. Out to Trouch at the center circle. Looks like maybe they're going to get Pete out of the paint and open it up for somebody to drive. Here's a three for Bergstrom, top of the key. Air ball goes out of bounds. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Shannon Lovin. His team has not come out of the halftime locker room with any spark offensively. So with 5:10 to go in the third quarter of play, it's Fall City 25, Minden 18 here on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for a spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Fall City has the basketball as we return to action here at the Boys State Tournament. They have a 7-point lead, 25-18. Lauder drives the lane, little double clutch, sets on the rim, won't go. Bergstrom has the rebound. Outlet pass to Bloom on the right side. He wants to run, the numbers aren't there. Trouch kind of setting the moving screen all the way down the floor. They get it to Pete. He wheels, he goes back door to Bergstrom, he's fouled. Cutting up underneath it was Alan Feek, and some free throws are coming up. First foul on Feek of the ball game, second of the half on Fall City. At the line will be Ryan Bergstrom. He's looking for his first point of the ball game, and I think he was feeling that by putting up a few shots there to start this second half. Free throw up in. Again, sometimes the teams struggle a little bit with the open backdrop here at Pershing, but I do not think that that is the reason we're seeing some missed shots from both teams here. Minden shot about 29% in the first half. Second free throw, no good. Schleidel's in there with his sixth rebound, and up the floor come the Fall City Tigers. First time at state since 1963, and they lead it 25-19 over the Whippets. Here's Schleidel down low on Trouch. Spin move, no good, and Pete will spin and grab the rebound. That's just his third of the ball game. Up the floor, Bloom. Left side. He'll go back between the circles. Anderson swinging for a long three. Kissinger hits the front of the iron. No good. A rebound brought down by Schleidel. Minden not giving themselves a chance to get the rebounds off those missed threes. They shot it too quick that time and didn't have anybody underneath to try and rebound it. With the basketball, Fall City again will hold it on the left wing. Reverse it back over to Lauder. He'll try a long three. Off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Trouch. Fall City is 3 of 13 from beyond the arc. Minden is 2 of 10. Bloom across the timeline, and Minden has scored just 7 total points in the last 12 minutes. Here's a 3 for Bergstrom. It's no good. And a 1 and done again. The rebound is saved by Fall City. Schleidel has another one. He looks a little tired as he trots up the floor here. They give it to him, the trailer. Takes the 3. He'll attack the paint. The leaner, he's fouled by Trouch. That'll be his third. The third foul on Pete Trouch will send Trenton Schleidel to the line to shoot 2. Ball City, 2 points in the quarter. Minden, 1 point in the quarter. It has become a black hole of offense here at Pershing Auditorium. And Trausch now still without a field goal in the game. Free throw up, no good by Slidell. Ball City kind of helping out Minden from the line as well. They're just 4 of 10 from the free throw line. And Trausch will check out. Colby Emmel is in. Anderson Bloom, Emmel, Kissinger on the floor. And the second free throw, in and out, no good. Bergstrom, the fifth man on the floor for Minden. Rebound brought down by Max Anderson. So Ball City, some problems from the line, keeping Minden in it right now. And Bloom between the circles. Swings it off to the right side. Minden looks like they are 2 out of their last 16 from the field. Bloom, top of the circle, swings it right side. Bergstrom open, got a good look at a 3 and nailed it. Ryan Bergstrom gets the first field goal of the second half for Minden at the 3:10 mark. And they're only down 3. Lauder coast to coast, knocked out of his hands. Ball goes out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul called on Minden. Looks like there was some help getting that ball out of bounds. And the foul is going to be called on Ryan Bergstrom, his third. So Trausch and Bergstrom each have 3. And Ball City will have the ball underneath the hoop here, leading it 25-22. Ball City with a basketball on the baseline. Kicks it into the right-hand corner. Gets it to Dylan Lauder. Back on the post. Gets it to Schleidel. Schleidel spins. Ooh, a blocking foul. That is a weak call underneath. There's one of the three officials that's called 4 or 5 just real ticky-tack fouls. And we've seen a couple of huge collisions with nothing. And so the blocking foul called again. It's not on the shot, and it happens to be on Bergstrom. His fourth, so he's got to come out of the game. And a couple of guys on the bench for Minden with foul trouble. So Fall City trying to take advantage on the inbounds pass. The shot partially blocked by Deshaun, and the rebound brought down by Christian Schwinka. Good looking inbounds play there for Fall City, but just happened to lose control of the ball on the way up. Minden could tie this thing with a 3. Left baseline with it. Whippets will have it. Emmel. And again, Minden didn't score a lot of points against Shadron their last game out. 34, and they're struggling here. And Bloom just runs down the middle of the lane, has it blocked out of bounds. I think that was Schleidel that got a hand on it. That would be the first block of the game for the Fall City Tigers. Again, just a great crowd on hand. They're hoping to see some offense. Off the inbounds, a 3 by Kissinger. Clanks off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down underneath by Fall City. And getting that to Shong, and they're off to the races. Into the right-hand corner, they'll go to Schleidel. Back up top, little shake and bake, Hittner. Bounce pass down low, right to Schleidel, layup, good. Good position by the big man, the 6'5 senior. Now has 10 points in the ball game. And Fall City back up by 5. 27-22, 2:10 to go, third quarter. Here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Superstation.com. Emmel down to Schwenke, trying to get position to grab, and a foul on Logan Fuller for the Tigers. For Logan, that'll be his first personal foul, third team foul of the half on Fall City. And into the ball game for the Tigers will be Trevor Harley. It was all tied at 12 at the end of 1, 23-18 Fall City at the half, 27-22, 2:06 to go third quarter. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. And Max Anderson called for a 5-second count. That actually is the first turnover of the second half for either team. Minden has 8 in the game. 2:05 and underway. Fall City will bring the ball up the floor, looking to extend the 5-point lead in a very low-scoring game. Michael Hittner got tripped up, might have carried the ball, but they'll let it go. Back between the circles, they go to Fuller, swings it right side. Again, continue to move that ball around the perimeter. Fall City seems to have one offensive look and 3 or 4 plays off of it. Schleidel lowers his shoulder, bumps Emmel out of there, but doesn't take the shot. Kicks it back out to Deshaun. Right baseline, again the arm bar. Fuller can't go anywhere. Back up top, and good defense again by the Minden Whippets. Up top with it is going to be Hittner. He'll go to Schleidel. Schleidel trying to make a move on Emmel. 360, kicks it to the wing. Baseline jumper up and in by Jared Deshaun. And the lead back to 7, equaling the largest of the game for Fall City. Tigers 29, Whippets 22, a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. And with it is Bloom. Bloom can't find a way to get it over these big guys. Lobs it into Anderson. Got a man in the air. Throws it off the glass and scores. There's a top 10 highlight for you, Max Anderson, with his first bucket since the first quarter and a chance to add the free throw. He knew he was going to get clobbered, and so he just flipped the ball back over his head. It goes off the window and through, and it's 29-24. The foul called on Schleidel, his second. Anderson now puts the free throw up and converts. The three-point play the old-fashioned way makes it 29-25, Falls City. 1 minute to go here in quarter number three. Outlet pass comes up to Logan Fuller. On the right wing, he'll kick it back out left wing. Now DeShong on the far side. Back up top, Schleidel. Schleidel drives, kicks it to DeShong. DeShong down the paint, lost the handle, out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched by Minden. So Falls City, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt there. Even if it didn't go off Minden, there was three whippets that it came out of the pile. So Falls City will get it. They'll lob it into Schleidel off a back pick. He's got a short jumper that he missed, but the rebound comes down to Logan Fuller. Back to Schleidel on Emil in the paint. Little fadeaway. Contact, they let it go. Shot's no good. Rebound comes out far, and Bloom will have it. Up the floor he comes. Underneath to Anderson, draws the contact, spins it off the glass, and scores again. Almost the same play as the last time down the floor, and the Whippet fans are back into it. A chance to cut it to one. Anderson with the reverse layup two times in a row. This time he was seeking out the foul. The first time he knew he was going to get fouled. This time he seeked out the foul, and it'll be the second on Michael Hittner. Anderson's free throw here to cut it to one, and he does. Six straight for Max Anderson. 29-28 Falls City, 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. So this game is going to come down to the final 8 minutes here at Pershing Auditorium. The winner gets Shadron tomorrow morning at the Sports Center at 9. Shadron beat Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. Unfortunately, the fans that have hunkered in here for the first two games haven't seen much offense. Up the floor, Lauder kicks it into the right-hand corner. Falls City attacks like they want to run transition, but they kick it back out and play for the last shot, it would appear. Lauder with it on the left wing. We're down to 15 seconds. Top of the circle goes left wing to Fuller. Fuller drives, jump stop in the lane, short jumper scores. Logan Fuller with his first bucket. Still plenty of time for Minden. Midcourt with seven. Carson Bloom. Bloom down the lane, needs some room, knocked out of his hands. He traveled. Second turnover for Minden in the half. Just under 2 seconds remain here. Let's see if Falls City can get a shot away. They got to go the length of the court. Logan Fuller, baseball pass through the hands of Emil, and that'll be the end of the first half of play. Emil just about had the steal. And that's the end of the third quarter here at Pershing. Falls City 31, Minden 28. And we'll be back with fourth quarter action in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
We head to the fourth quarter. It's anybody's ball game. But again, struggling from the field, Minden was just 3 of 14 that quarter. They're 9 of 34 in the basketball game, still hanging around that 28% shooting here in the ball game, and they are only 3 down. Falls City will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, and the Tigers lead it by 3. And for Falls City fans, I didn't know they had this much orange. I mean, a lot of the folks have all that green following Sacred Heart for so long, but now Falls City is here and a chance to pick up a win. The last time they were here, they beat Minden in the Class B state final way back in 1963. 31-28, Falls City, led by Trenton Schleidel with 10 points. Minden is led by Max Anderson and Carson Bloom, each with 8. And the shot is up and in for Fall City. Makes it 33-28 on their opening possession. And Anderson drives the other way and gets a blocking foul called on Dylan Lotter on the baseline. And that's his fourth. It'll also be the sixth team foul. So Minden will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Try to get it to Trausch. Lotter snuck around from behind and knocked it away. Trausch got it back to Bloom. Bloom's going to back up for a three. He'll fire it. It is no good. Trausch trying to get the rebound. He tips it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom fires it up. It got lost out of his hands. Almost goes over the board. And the rebound comes down to Logan Fuller. Minden is 3 of 14 from three-point land in the game. Fall City 3 of 13. Schleidel from the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Bloom looking for some help. He'll get it to Anderson. Long outlet pass to Bergstrom. Bergstrom off the pick from Trausch. Weaves his way through traffic. Puts it up no good. With him all the way, Schleidel. And Schleidel will get the rebound. And then it's knocked out of his hands by Kissinger. And it'll be Minden ball. That is the ninth board for Schleidel, and it's the first turnover of the half for Falls City. Ralston leading Adams Central 54-27 in the fourth quarter of play. They were up huge early in that game, so Adams Central in some trouble. Inbounds pass, Minden. Minden's going to put it up, and Bergstrom will be fouled. It goes. Ryan Bergstrom, another three-point play opportunity here for the Whippets. The foul will be called on Trevor Harling. That'll be his second. We'll get you some other scores here in just a moment. Right now, the free throw for Ryan Bergstrom. He's got four fouls for Minden. It's up, and it is in. So Minden starting to hit some free throws to go along with their deuces. They are 8 of 11 from the line. For Falls City, they are 4 of 11 from the line. Right wing with it is Alan Feek. They'll quickly reverse it to the strong side, left side, into the hands of Michael Hittner. Hittner decides to drive, take it to the baseline. Jumper from 10 is in and out, no good. Trausch tipping the ball around, and he'll grab the rebound. That's his fifth. And Minden has a chance to tie or even take the lead with a three. It would be their first lead since the first quarter. Kissinger was going to pass it off and realized it was Pete Trausch running down the floor. So he decides, oh, you're not going to shoot it from there. I'll keep it. Hands it off to Bloom. Pick and roll to Bergstrom. Bergstrom attacks. Double team. Gets it underneath to Trausch, who is fouled. Some arms got hooked up underneath. And a one-and-one coming up for Pete Trausch. It's a pretty good arm bar to bring Pete to the ground, but that's what happened. Alan Feek with his second. And at the line, Trausch so far in the ball game is 4 out of 6. He has not scored a field goal in the game. So Pete Trausch hasn't scored a field goal, just 4 free throws. Looking for 5, and he'll get it. The bonus coming up for Trausch. 33-32 Falls City. And a second free throw coming up for the big man. Trausch takes a couple of dribbles. And a chance to tie the ball game. It's on the way. It's good. We're tied at 33 with exactly 6 minutes to go here in this C1 State Tournament opener. And the fans making noise on both sides. And a timeout coming up from Falls City. It's going to be a full-length timeout. Each team will have 2 fulls and 1:30 remaining in the game. 5:55 to go in the contest. Minden and Falls City are tied at 33 on ESPN Radio.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Odyssey Travel and Showcat Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Showcat Electric in Minden.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
with our producer-engineer, Mary Lawson. I'm Doug Duda with you from Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln. 5:55 to go in this Class C1 State Tournament opening round game. Minden and Fall City are tied at 33. And the Tigers will have the inbounds after taking a timeout. And see what Coach Don Hogue has changed up here. As Fall City had a 7-point lead at 29-22, and now it's all gone. Schleidel, ball fake, going to move in. A little lower the shoulder, off of Trout, shot no good, over the back on Trenton Schleidel. They weren't going to call it, but then Trout dropped the rebound, and they went ahead and blew the whistle. That's probably the right thing. It wasn't that big a deal until Pete couldn't handle the ball. And now we walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Trout is right back to the line. All of his points from the free throw line. He's 6 of 8 so far. Another 1-1 coming up here for the 6'4 senior, Pete Trouch. And right now, Minden is winning the battle at the line. Can they continue to do that? The free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Schleidel. He now has a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds, and into the front court is Hittner. Fall City trying to get the lead back. They haven't fallen behind since the first quarter. Their last time they trailed was 12-10. Fall City with the ball up top. They get it to Feek, swings it right side, now deep into the corner, driving his Lauder, gives it off to Schleidel, good bounce pass, and the layup is good. That was a beautiful play there, and a nice assist for Dylan Lauder. But he's got to be careful with four fouls. They really need him in there to distribute the ball. When he's able to get the assist, they really have things going. Anderson against the man-to-man, gets a pick. They try the pick and roll, but Evel is covered on the good switch defensively by the Tigers. Bloom dribbles into the double team, swings it to Kissinger, open three, on the way, it's off the iron, off the top of the board, no good. Trouch had it, ball kicked, and it ends up in the hands of Dylan Lauder. And Lauder is off to the races, 3-on-3, he'll throw up a wild shot, and it goes. Lauder kind of threw it up over his far shoulder, and it's 37-33 Fall City. So out of the timeout, back-to-back buckets, and Minden will give it to Bloom. Bloom into the left-hand corner. Skip pass up top. Here's an 18-footer. Anderson got it. Max Anderson with 10 points. 37-35 Fall City. 4:20 to go. Could end up coming right down to the wire. We'll see how she plays out here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Schleidel comes out to the high post to take the pass to Lauder. It's blocked. His three-pointer is blocked out there by Carson Bloom. And then there's a fight for the loose ball, and it ends up in Minden's hands. They'll slow it down. Again, each team has three timeouts, so plenty of strategy can be talked about as the game progresses through its final 4 minutes. 37-35 Fall City. Pick and roll to Emil. Emil turns, runs into Schleidel. The shot comes up way short, and Trenton will get his rebound, number 11. Fall City will bring it across the timeline and slow it down again. Check with Coach Hogue, who has some ties to the central part of the state. And they'll get into their play. Kind of spread it out here with a 1-3-1 look. Now they're going to bring it up to a high 1-4. And here is a hand check foul up top on Carson Bloom. That is his third. He didn't want Lauder to get around him. That'll be the fourth team foul here on Minden. Fall City's already been called for 9 fouls, so every foul of the Tigers from here on out is 2 free throws for Minden. Right now, Dylan Lauder will throw it in right in front of us here at the front court. He'll lob it into the back court to Hittner. 37-35 Fall City, 3:25 to go in the game. The winner plays in the semifinals tomorrow against Shadron, the team that beat Minden in the district final. Lauder comes in. He got too deep, tried to pass it out, and it's going to be stolen away by Kissinger. Just the second turnover of the half for Fall City. Up the floor, Kissinger keeps on coming. Almost carried it. Back out to Bloom. Bloom deep in the right-hand corner. Has to clear it out top to Anderson. Looks at the long three, decides against it. Back over to Bloom. Down to Trouch. And a whistle and a foul called on Fall City. And that time it goes against Trenton Schleidel, and that's his fourth. And he says, what did I do? Trouch was backing in on him, and really the officials haven't done a good job with the two big men here. They've been playing very good basketball and a lot of weak fouls. That was pretty weak on Schleidel. He was pretty set. He just got moved around a little bit. In fact, I thought they might call it on Trouch. Now 2 free throws for Pete. Up and good. So Trouch, again, all of his points from the free throw line, so that tells you Schleidel's been doing a good job. Exactly 3 minutes to go. and a chance to tie it. Troush tied it with exactly 6 minutes. Now he's got a chance to do it again with exactly three, and it's up and it's in, and he hits them both. And we've got a timeout on the floor called by Minden. It is a full-length timeout. With 3 minutes to go, it is Minden 37, Falls City 37, and we're back after this on ESPN Radio.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
From our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, in the fourth quarter, Giltner has a 53-45 lead on Hay Springs in the fourth quarter. Here we've got 3 minutes to go, and we're all knotted up at 37. Fall City has the basketball after the pair of made free throws from Pete Trash in the Minden timeout. Minden has two timeouts remaining. Fall City has three. Up top, they'll go to Feek. Just a couple of guys really looking to shoot the ball right now for Fall City. Schleidel up top. Schleidel gets it from Lauder. Gets to the baseline. Back out as he's double-teamed. Into the paint it goes. Top of the circle, they'll try again. Schleidel thought about the three. He'll swing it off to Harling. 30 seconds and now 35 seconds on this possession for Fall City. Tied at 37. Lauder with it to the high post. Kicks it out on the wing to Feek. Nervous times for both fans looking for their first advancement in a long time. Schleidel from 18. He'll take the shot. No good. Rebound Kissinger. His sixth. And Kissinger will bring the ball up the floor here for Minden as we approach the two-minute mark. Troush and Schleidel just, or excuse me, that's going to be Feek on him now, pushing off. Pete Troush's pass back door stolen away. Stolen away by Lauder. He brings it up to Schleidel. Back to Lauder. Doesn't have the numbers, and they'll kick it out for a three. It's on the way, Feek, and banks it in. His toe was on the line, but it went in. It's a two-pointer. And we've got a whistle on the inbound. And I think a foul on Lauder. He's fouled out of the game. No, that's his fourth, they say. So we marked it down wrong, evidently the wrong five. So that'll be the fourth on Lauder, but he committed a foul in the backcourt. The two-point bucket by Feek banked in from 19 feet 8 inches. Makes it 39-37. And now at the line to shoot two, Carson Bloom. And the first free throw is in. Hit the front of the rim and crawled over. 9 points for Bloom. 39-38 Falls City. Again, a big thank you to all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball here on ESPN. This is going down to the wire. Second free throw for Bloom. The sophomore can't get it. It's too strong. The ball ricochets out top, and Anderson has it all the way to the top of the circle. To Bloom, open three. He'll shoot it. It's short, no good. He'll follow his shot. He'll pick it up. He'll drive and throw it out to Anderson. Anderson looked at the three. He'll drive, and he puts it in on a blocking foul to go along with it. Ball City thought that it should have been a charge. And you can hear the energy here. And that is on Dylan Lauder, and that is his fifth personal foul. Fall City's point guard has just fouled out of the game. I do not blame the Fall City fans for being upset. Max Anderson has taken it to him here in the second half of play. This will be the third time that Anderson's went to the line for a chance to complete the three-point play. And this is Minden's first lead since the last minute of the first quarter. And the free throw is up and in by Anderson. 41-39, a minute and a half to go. Ball City down for the first time since the first quarter. They want to get it to Schleidel. Back up top they'll go to Feek. Reverse it left side. Up top they'll go to Schleidel. Right side Harlan into the hands of Logan Fuller, who came in when Lauder fouled out. They want to get the ball to Schleidel, and it's deflected out of bounds with a minute 14 to go. Coach Hogue has three timeouts if he wants to set up a play. But he's just going to call the play and let them run it from underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it in and hit the back of the backboard. Turnover, Fall City. They were going to run a lob to Trenton Schleidel, and he threw it off the back of the backboard. Timeout, Tigers. It'll be Minden basketball with 1:14 to go in the game. Minden 41, Fall City 39, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Odyssey Travel and Showcat Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Showcat Electric in Minden.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, now Minden has the ball in the lead for the first time since the first quarter on a somewhat controversial three-point play by Max Anderson. 1:14 to go, though. A lot of time left. The problem is every Fall City foul sends Minden to the line for two. They put on full court pressure. Bloom in the backcourt of the double team to Anderson. Anderson walked with the basketball. Oh, they're going to call him for a foul, too. They're going to call Max Anderson for the foul. That's his first. Maybe a little makeup call for what happened at the other end. Nonetheless, if it wasn't a foul, he definitely traveled. That's the fifth foul on Minden, and Fall City will inbound the ball right in front of us. Logan Ford to throw it in. It's 41-39, Minden with a minute eight to go. They'll lob it into the backcourt, and walking it across the timeline will be Hittner. Hittner works his way to the left side. They're looking for one guy and one guy only, and that's Schleidel. He has it. Turnaround jumper comes up short. Got his own rebound. Ran into his own man and lost it. Fight for it underneath. Minden trying to get a timeout, can't, and now a foul on Fall City. And it's a good thing they fouled because Pete Trausch had an open layup at the other end. After he missed the shot, Schleidel grabbed the ball and then ran into his own teammate, which caused a scrum for the loose ball underneath, and Derek Kissinger picked it up. And then he was slightly molested underneath. And when he finally got it out of there, Minden was off to the races, and Carson Bloom is at the line to shoot two. The foul was on Harling, his third. It's a two-point lead with 48 seconds. It's a three-point lead with 48 seconds. And that is the largest lead of the game for Minden. 3 points. The second free throw coming up for Carson Bloom. The sophomore has 10 points. Looking for 11, and he's got it. A four-point lead for Minden. It is 43-39 with 45 seconds to go. Schleidel, top of the key. Left wing he goes. Off the pick, driving in Harling all the way to the hoop. Scoops and scores. No timeout. They're going to keep on playing. It's a two-point game. We're down to 33 seconds. Full court pressure on. Bergstrom, outlet pass to Anderson. Anderson across the timeline, gives it to Trausch. Back to Anderson with 25 seconds, and Fall City has to foul, and they do. Trevor Harling with his fourth personal foul will send Max Anderson to the line to shoot two. Anderson is 3 of 3 in the game. All three free throws were part of three-point plays. 11 points in the second half for Anderson, and he has got 13 in the game. The free throw is no good. Minden has nobody underneath for a rebound. Not sure I like that strategy. You don't, even if you commit a foul, you wouldn't put him at the 1-1. You got to put somebody down there to rebound the basketball. Second free throw coming up for Max Anderson, and he makes it a moot point by knocking it down. The three-point game, 44-41 minute and 20 seconds to go as Fall City's into the front court. Over to Schleidel, and a timeout will be called, a full timeout with 17 seconds remaining. Fall City will still have two timeouts remaining. 17 seconds remains in the game. Minden 44, Fall City 41. Tiger ball when we come back.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Extel, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at State. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Extel.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Remember, Minden has a foul to give. I don't expect him to use it, though, because Fall City is still down by three. So here we go. 17 seconds remain. Fall City throws it in front of their own bench. Down 44-41, and they'll get it into Hittner. It's got to go through Schleidel. Off a couple of picks. They can't get it to him. It's stolen away by Bloom. And Bloom is fouled with 10 seconds to go. Schleidel couldn't get through his own pick. He was sandwiched into two of his own teammates. And for the first time in this ball game, one team has some pressure, and it's Fall City. Bloom will go to the line to shoot two. Game not completely over. Hittner with his third foul. Even if he makes them both, it's not completely over. Because Fall City has time to score and get a timeout. Free throw up and good. But that does now make it a two-possession ball game. Fall City will need a quick score and a timeout. And maybe they'll still have 3, possibly 4 seconds remaining. Second free throw by Bloom is on the way, and it is good. And here comes Fall City, up to Schleidel. Schleidel all the way to the top of the key, tries to get the three away, does. It's in and out, no good. The ball goes to Bergstrom, and Minden is going to win. The Minden Whippets, 46. The Fall City Tigers, 41. Minden will advance on for a district final rematch against Shadron tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9 a.m., and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Fall City, making their first trip to state since 1963, goes out on the wrong side of the decision here, and I know whoever lost this ball game is going to talk about some of the calls that went on, so expect to hear about that over the next couple of days if they're Fall City fans. A tough loss in a hard-fought ball game here today. But Minden picks up the win, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have made it to the end of our C1 first session, and it'll be Shadron and Minden advancing on. Minden 46 and Fall City 41. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Spring is on the way. Spring sports season practice is already going. Whether you need track spikes, soccer gear, baseball and softball gloves, uniforms, travel bags, they've got it all. And, of course, you're outside, you still could use a hooded sweatshirt, whether it's the Huskers, the Lopers, or your favorite college team. They can help you out at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Minden 46, Fall City 41. Also today, Adams Central has been eliminated by Ralston, who really just slowed down in the entire second half. Ended up winning it by 12 in the ball game. And boy, they're down to the final moments in Class D2. Giltner trying to hang on, 59-57 with less than 15 seconds to go in their game against Hayes Springs. We'll give you all the final stats and be back with more in 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at some of the final stats and also tell you that in Class D1, Emerson Hubbard is leading Humphrey 52-37. And they are all tied up in D2 as Lars Backward hits a bucket with 10 seconds left. Hay Springs and Giltner are knotted at 59. We expect Coach Shannon Levin to join us here in just a couple of moments, but right now we'll look at the final stats for Falls City. Dylan Lauder ends up with 11 points before fouling out with a minute and a half, and they did miss him in that final minute and a half. He had two rebounds. Michael Hittner, 3 points and five rebounds. Logan Fuller, 2 points, two rebounds. Trenton Schleidel ends up with 12 points to lead the team. He also had a game-high 11 rebounds and one block. Trevor Harling, 4 points, five rebounds. Alan Feek, 5 points and a rebound. And Jared DeShong, 4 points and one rebound. I had Falls City for 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting did not help the Tigers. They were 4 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 11 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnover, the Tigers took care of the ball, 5 in the first half, 4 in the second half, but those were all in the fourth quarter. 23 points at halftime and just 18 in the second half. The Tigers finished with 41 points, 27 rebounds, 4 out of 11 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 9 turnovers. Falls City's first trip to state since 1963 not going to last as long as they had hoped, as they will end the season at 23-3. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Minden in 1 minute.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets, who had just 6 players score in the ballgame, led by Max Anderson, who had a team-high and a game-high 14 points, 12 of those coming in the second half of play. Carson Bloom, 13 points, 7 rebounds, which was tied for the team-high, 2 block shots. Ryan Bergstrom, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Colby Emmel, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Derek Kissinger didn't score, but he did pull down 7 big rebounds, had a block. Christian Schwenka, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Pete Trausch, 8 points, all from the free throw line, and 6 rebounds. I had Minden for 15 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half, and that was one of our keys at halftime. They were outboarded badly in the second quarter, and they turned that around as the game progressed. Free throw shooting, Minden 4 of 6 in the first half, 15 out of 19 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 9 in the second half, and turnovers, 7 in the first half, just 3 in the second half for Minden. Whippets had 18 points at halftime. They scored 28 in the second half, and Minden finishes with 46 points, 32 rebounds, 19 out of 25 at the free throw line, 3 of 16 from three-point land. They did have 5 block shots and 10 turnovers as Minden advances on to the state semifinals with a record of 19-4, a 46-41 win over Fall City. They will play Shadron, who defeated them 42-34 in the district final just over a week ago, and that game is tomorrow morning to start things at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9 a.m. right here on ESPN Radio. If Minden wins, the C1 championship is at 11:30 Saturday. If Shadron wins, Minden would go to the consolation game at Lincoln Southwest at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. They are in overtime in the D2 game. Giltner gets the first bucket, 61-59 over Hayes Springs. Hayes Springs scores the last 4 points in regulation to force overtime. Emerson Hubbard is going to advance on. They have had a double-digit lead the entire second half. They're up by 15 over Humphrey in the fourth quarter of play, and Adams Central cruises to a 54-42 win today over Ralston over Adams Central. They were up 46-20 at one point in that basketball game. We'll wrap things up. We expect Shannon Lovin to be joining us here in just a moment. We'll be back in a minute on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Odyssey Travel and Showcat Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Showcat Electric in Minden.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. They are tied at 61 with 2:53 to go in overtime in Class D2. So, in case you missed anything, the early session, South Sioux City beat Sydney 67-55, Shadron over Wilbur Claytonia 41-32, Freeman beat Sandhill Stedford 54-43, Ewing over Heartland Lutheran 58-43. Here in the 10:45 games, Ralston beats Adams Central 54-42, Minden over Falls City 46-41. They're in overtime between Giltner and Hayes Springs, and in D1 it's not a final quite yet, but to Emerson Hubbard is up comfortably over Humphrey. Coming up at 2 o'clock here on ESPN Radio, Overton will play Randolph on Classic Hits 98.9. Axtell will be taking on Dundee County Stratton. The other 2 o'clock games, Grand Island will be taking on Norfolk in Class A. And also at Pershing Auditorium here, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Takema Herman. And that game can be heard on 1230 a.m. KHAS. And we are joined now by the victorious coach of the Minden Whippets, Shannon Lovin. And coach, boy, this was a nail biter, close all the way. And I'm going to go right to the thing that seems to stand out. In the postseason, you guys are just making free throws. And Pete Trausch, all the points today were free throws. You're 19 out of 25 from the line. I guess officially I didn't see how you shot against Shadron, but I know the two sub-district games you made your free throws, and Fall City didn't. And in a close game, those are the types of things that are going to make the difference.
Yeah, we have been shooting well here the last four or five games. We had a little bit of a hiccup with Shadron. We didn't shoot a lot of them and didn't make a high percentage. And like I said, that is a big difference. I think the game with Shadron would have been closer had we made some free throws.
This ball game here didn't make a lot of two-point buckets the whole basketball game until Max Anderson took things over here in the second half.
Max did a great job second half. We talked to him at halftime. His shot was struggling from the outside, and he does a great job of attacking the basket. And we talked to him at halftime, said, you got to attack the basket and get after like you have been in the past.
Talk about maybe struggling as much as you were offensively in the first quarter, and then Fall City started to hit the boards even better in the second quarter. Yet you go in, maybe not have played that well, and you're only down 5.
Well, you know, we don't like to be down, but only being down 5, we didn't think we played very well in that first half. They got a lot of offensive rebounds that they got points off of, and that was the emphasis at halftime, was we've got to rebound the basketball.
And you did. You came out and you out-rebounded them in the vicinity of 17 to 14 there in the second half, but it seemed like you got a lot of big ones there in the fourth quarter. What was the key to turning things around in the fourth quarter? Was it just the aggression, or were there some other things?
Well, I think we played more aggressively, but these kids got a lot of heart, and they didn't want to be done. We talked about their character and playing harder and getting after it, and if we didn't get it done today, then the season was over.
Does this avenge the 1963 loss in the state final?
We'd sure like to think so. I know some happy guys.
Well, you've seen Shadron. I guess the one good thing about a rematch is you don't have to do any more scouting. You already know what you're going to run into with Shadron. What do you have to do differently tomorrow than what you did in the district final?
Well, we've got to do a better job on Eliason. He had 27 points on us, and we got to do a better job of helping. Now, some of their guards play better today than what they did against us, so we're going to have to really tighten things up defensively. Bargain can drive the hoop, and we got to make sure we still concentrate on him. But shutting down Eliason is what we got to do first.
It appears that there's nothing that we've seen from the district final or the two games today that's going to make us think that it's going to be an offensive explosion. Each possession going to be valued a little bit more. What's your approach offensively against them?
Well, we've tried to tell the boys to be patient. I mean, when we're down here, the games aren't as high scoring, and we talked about valuing each possession. We're going to run when they give it to us, but we got to be patient when they don't.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to the kids. We'll see you bright and early for breakfast at the Devaney Center tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Shannon Lovin, in his first trip here with the Minden Whippets, they get their first win, and they move on to the semifinals tomorrow. And we will be back with you on all of our stations coming up for 2 o'clock. But for right now, you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Be sure to stop by and see them before the games begin. Whatever you need for spring, it is there for you. And speaking of spring, Hay Springs now has a 63-62 lead in overtime over Giltner, under 2 minutes remaining. Again, Hay Springs scored the last 4 points in the last 23 seconds. Lars, what is it, backward? What's his name, Tony? Lars backward hit the final shot with 10 seconds to go in the regulation to send that game into overtime. It's currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And so that is a one-point ball game. And again, at 2 o'clock here on ESPN, Overton-Randolph, 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia, Tacoma, Herman, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, Axtell, and Dundee County, Stratton. Later today, we'll have the Grand Island Central Catholic game on KKPR-FM. Ravenna and Sutton will be both on KKPR 98.9 and the Breeze 94.5, and that will be the radio game still to come today. And, of course, you can listen at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will take a break and talk to you, too, for our engineer, Merritt Lawson. I'm Doug Duda saying once again the final, Minden 46 and Falls City 41. Have a great day and keep it here for more state basketball action.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.